USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden addressed the nation on the efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. The president responded to critics who said he failed to get enough people out before the troop withdrawal.
There's no way in which they'd be able to leave Afghanistan without there being some of what you're seeing now.
Both Republicans and Democrats are upset over sometimes violent scenes around the airport as evacuees try to get past members of the Taliban in the Afghanistan capital. 6,000 U.S. service members are stationed at the airport in Kabul to help with the evacuation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the administration is aware of the presence of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in Afghanistan.
We do not believe it is exorbitantly high, but we don't have an exact figure.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.